Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas, really from a small little town outside of Austin, Dripping Springs. My wife and I are triple diamonds in this wonderful company called ASEA. I sit on the global advisory board with this company, and there's a lot of things we've seen transpire in the past 4 years of our being a part of this wonderful company. You know, and it's times that that you start to reflect on what really brought you here, your reason why for building this business. Now, everybody's reason why for doing this is different. And that is a core reason why people do this. If you don't understand why you're doing this business, guys, I'm going to tell you, when it gets hard, people tend to turn and run and duck. But it's always, as I start to hear testimonials, and I got my reasons why I build this. It's not just because of the product, guys. I'm a driver, and I build a business, and I'm very focused on what we do. But when I hear testimonials day in and day out how this product is really touching and changing people's lives, it really brings it down home why we're here. The task we have at hand. Last week I had an interview with several people where you're starting to hear us talk about the Renew 28 and leveraging the Renew 28, the topical gel. That if you were to apply that the first time and they don't see some type of result, then we're talking about some type of discomfort, that you go and reapply it, but if you apply that thing about three times within 5 minutes, give or take, you detailed people out there, don't worry about a stopwatch, but if you do apply it three times in 5 minutes, we're seeing about 95% of the people out there getting results. Well, guys, this call is what I call the Monday Motivational Call. Each and every week for the past 4 years, we've been doing calls. For the first time ever, and I'm starting to bring this to the forefront, and it's also when y'all heard what I just shared with you, most people just kind of let that slide off and they say, yeah, that's great. But you start hearing how it's starting to affect people, how people's businesses are moving, how people are starting to make money. And they're starting to also to have a lot of success, and it's starting to duplicate where people are just being able to do a simple process. Last week I heard a testimonial that just knocked my socks off. Guys, I've heard a bunch of testimonials. There's a lot of things, a lot of you people out there starting to hear and starting to see. For the first time ever, I'm starting to bring a testimonial tonight onto the call. The reason I'm doing this, at first you'll understand as we go through it, but the big reason is because one person cared enough to share this technology. Guys, when you're building a network, sometimes you're out there, it's kind of hard to expose yourself. To be willing to go out there and share something with people that you believe you know what it's done, but when you're in that moment, sometimes we clam up and we say, is this stuff, if I do this, what will they think? We're going to continue to bring this up in front of you so you start to understand, guys, this stuff is absolutely real. We've got a good friend of mine, Fleeta Taylor, who's a gold associate down in Spring Branch, Texas. And she shared last week a lot of things she's starting to see. But she called me, I think it was last week or the week before, and said, you're not going to believe what's just started to happen. So she got me, and she kind of tried to share the testimonial. And I've had a few people ask me this thing, and I try to share it myself. But then she introduced me to the mother of what you're going to hear tonight here in a little bit, which kind of blew me away. But Fleeta, are you with us tonight? I know you're here, but do you have? Are you on this side of the conference call?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, Fleeta, kind of set this up. I mean, what's going on? I mean, how did kind of set this thing up as we get into it.
Okay. Well, Terry, I'm involved in a networking group that meets every Friday at a church, and I've been a part of this group for probably 5 years. And we always get to share our 60-second commercial. And I've started doing something different in that group. And I tell them that if I'm doing a study, that I'm looking for some people that are willing to try something that could take care of maybe a joint discomfort or anything like that. And it would only take them 15 minutes of their time. And that's the what we're talking about, applying the gel three times in 5 minutes. So I don't know at this point if Amy really even heard what I was saying, but that's what I did at the end of my 60-second commercial. And then we ended up breaking, ending the meeting, and everybody kind of networks and is talking to people. And I was talking to a friend of hers, didn't even really get to meet Amy until the very, very end when everybody was starting to leave. And we looked at each other, and she said, I don't know if I quite understood what you do or what it was, but tell me again. And so I shared briefly, and then she said, I wonder if this could help my daughter. And I said, I don't know. Tell me about your daughter. And she just briefly told me a little bit, and I'll let her explain. And that's how we met, and this is how this all got started.
So real quick, before we introduce Amy or you bring her on, so you went over to the house, and you went to go sit down with them. And what did you experience when you went to go talk with them and you kind of met Skylar for the first time? What could you, when you also, I'm kind of get to the, when you actually started to apply to jail?
Okay. I had asked her if her daughter had any, at the meeting, at any kind of discomfort, and she said yes, all over her body. And I went, wow. And Terry, you probably don't even know this. At first I said, well, first of all, let me send you an email so that you understand what this is, and then we need to meet. When I left that meeting, there was something in my heart that said, no, I need to meet with them right away. So I did not send an email. I called her. And I said, I want to meet with you. I want to come over. And so we set that date. I went over, and I met Skylar. Skylar had a very, very gray color to her skin. I met her, and, I could tell that she was not well. And so I asked her, I said, okay, Skylar, where do you hurt? I know you said you hurt all over. And she said, my neck. My neck is the worst part. So I said, all right, I'm going to apply this, like 3 or 4 times in 5 minutes. I applied it the first time, and something told me to stop. And I said, you know what? I don't want to hurt you. So why don't you apply the gel yourself to your own neck? Because you know where you hurt. And so she did. And as we were talking and Skylar was applying it to her neck, I would say it was about 15 minutes. She looked up and she had this glow in her eyes and she said, Mom, the pain is gone. But what really impacted us, she had knots in her neck. And she said, Mom, my knots are gone. Oh, my gosh. And that, I mean, Amy and I looked at each other, and both of us had tears in our eyes.
So now, Amy, thank you for taking the time tonight, and thank you for blessing us with your presence tonight, and you and both, Skylar. Can you take us back before that meeting, before, give us a little bit of history on what's starting to happen, because there are people listening now, and they don't know what you've been through. Can you kind of share?
Sure. Skylar, in 2010, was 10 years old, and she started her cycle very early, and it was very heavy, and she started having what we called episodes, where she would tell us she was going to pass out. She didn't feel good. It could happen on her period, off of her period. It just started to progressively get worse, and we started to make a connection. We thought it had to do with her foods. So we took her to an endocrinologist, and he thought maybe hypoglycemic. We did testing, maybe diabetic. It was off the charts. He couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. Anyways, as time went on, we continued to have these episodes where she would almost have anxiety because she knew it was coming on and she was going to pass out. And the only thing that would get us through would we would go to the emergency room and we would get IVs. And she would kind of come out of it enough and we could go home, but she would miss a lot of school. Well, the endocrinologist decided to put her in the hospital, do a fasting, thought he was going to find something on her pancreas. Anyways, after doing a 72-hour fast, that didn't happen. He came into the room and told us this was in our daughter's head, that she was depressed and causing this to happen because at the time my husband had stage 3 bladder cancer and daddy was going to die. So we left that doctor, and we just agreed to disagree, and we went on to another doctor. Skylar continued to decline. She started not being able to stomach her food. She would have episodes where we were just in the bathroom and everything she ate would go straight through her. And the color that Flea, you know, talked about, the gray color, became her everyday color. She was just ashen gray all the time. Anyways, we got to a different endocrinologist who sent us to a genetic doctor in Austin. We did a year's worth of genetic testing. He thought it had something to do with her digestive tract. She continued to do passing out, whether she was in the shower. If we were just outside standing and she'd just been standing too long, she would turn to me and, you know, basically say the words to me, "I'm going to leave now, Mom," and she would pass out on us. And we went through this for 6 years. She's now 16 years old, and we have not had any help. We have been put in hospitals for weeks at a time. We've been to a ton of different doctors till one day a doctor said to us, an endocrinologist said to us, "I'm going to send you to a cardiologist. I think Skylar has a condition that's causing her to pass out a lot, and it's when she stands up, her heart increases and gives her high tachycardias and her blood pressure drops. So I'm going to send you to this cardiologist." Well, my husband and I were kind of freaked out, and we thought, oh, no, there's something with her heart, and we went. And the cardiologist is also an electrophysiologist, and he has seen this condition in girls before, and the thing that he said to us is, "We need to do a tilt table test. I need to see her tachycardia." So we went and did a tilt table test, and my daughter, from a lying position to an upright position, went from 82 to 286 in seconds. And the cardiologist watched this, and he was all, oh, smiling. He had figured out, oh, my gosh, this is exactly what's wrong with this young lady. Well, my husband and I were freaking out because they were grabbing paddles in the room, figuring she was going to have a heart attack. And so we got through this testing, and he said, "You need to come see me. I know what this is. We're going to help your daughter." So we went to see him, and he said, the problem with this is we can only treat the symptoms. I can only treat the tachycardias. We don't know why this is happening to her, but it's a condition that we see with a lot of people, and so there is no cure, but this is what you need to do." So we followed his directions, and things continued to get worse with Skylar. She was put on a medication for her blood pressure because her blood pressure was really low, and we would still have these episodes. And I'm not talking about episodes that just last for a little bit of time, 2 hours. It's days of high tachycardias, passing out, not being able to get out of bed, and we were getting pretty bedridden. And so in last Christmas, he decided he wanted to try a medicine on her that would be like an enhancing medicine that was going to help her maybe feel better, have a euphoria that would help her feel better. And we had to get injections. The injections cost what I made monthly, but we decided we needed to give this a try because her quality of life was so poor. So we bought into the idea of this, and we gave her the first round of injections, and the second round, we were out by her horses because my daughters have horses, and she told me she needed to go to the restroom. I drove her to the restroom, and when she came out, she got into the car, and I was talking to someone, and I didn't notice what had happened, but she was slumped over having what she thought was a heart attack, and she told me on a scale of 1 to 10, it was off the chart. It was way worse than a 10, and she couldn't communicate to me. So we ended up in an emergency room, and we ended up going through a bunch of testing. And again, we were sent away with, "I don't know why this is happening, but, you know, you just need to go home with her." So we went home. We started going through as much, everything that they've always told us to do, 102 ounces of fluid a day, 6,000 milligrams of salt a day. We did every regimen they told us to do, this young lady has been wonderful to do these things, which make her completely nauseous, unable to eat, and she just was having no quality of life. I mean, we were watching our daughter either lay on the couch or lay on the bed daily. And then after this episode happened, the doctor decided to put her in the hospital, and we had 5 cardiologists working with her, and they had her on beta blockers, all a bunch of different medication, and nothing was helping her. And they told us they had her on salt tablets, IVs. I mean, she reeked like salt. They had put so much into her. But she would never digest the salt. She would just urinate everything straight out. And so at the end of our 8th day, they told us to go home with our daughter, and if she continued on this path, that we could foresee that she would pass away in about 6 months. So my husband and I came home, and I said, well, that's not an option, so I'm going to keep searching. We're going to find somebody else. Somebody's got to help us. And we ended up at a neurologist in Houston, and that neurologist sent my daughter for autonomic testing, and it confirmed that she was not in failure, that her autonomic nervous system wasn't in failure, but that it was dysfunctional. And so going through that testing, there still was no cure for her. So this is what your daughter has going on, but we don't have anything to help her with. They wanted us to go to the Mayo Clinic. So the Mayo Clinic decided that she had been diagnosed, that there was a course that she could come up and do, and we were going to trick her brain to stop all this that was happening to her body. So we listened to the nurses and everything on the phone of what they wanted to do, went through all of the paperwork to get approved, and then my husband lost his job and we didn't have insurance, and so they told me it was going to cost $38,000 to go. We couldn't afford it. So we took some of the paperwork that they sent us telling us what she would have done if we'd went there, and we tried to implement it at home, and this girl is unbelievable. She would get on an elliptical and try and use it and walk on a treadmill, and her legs would be shaking, nodding up, and she was trying to push herself through this. We then decided that maybe we needed to get into a pool, so we went to water therapy thinking it would be better in water than trying to do it on a machine. And we would, and she'd get through a few weeks of it, and then she'd go through another episode, which would wipe us out for 2 more weeks. And so we would take 2 steps forward and then take 20 steps backwards. And all this time we're doing this, she is drinking 100-plus ounces of water a day and eating all the salt she can take and losing weight, because she's so nauseous and she can't stomach food. And so we decided that, we would keep trying to work with her on this, and we would just push, and I'm at home with her. We homeschool, and we just wanted to have her best quality of life we could give her. And she loves her horses but hadn't been able to ride for a year, and she's 16. She can't drive a car, because she never knows when an episode's going to hit her. And we, as a family, pretty much hang tight to the home, because if we go out anywhere, it can strike at any time, and she wants to pass out, and we're at the mercy of another emergency room trip. So about 4 weeks ago now, we had an emergency room trip again. Skylar had an episode because I made a mistake, and I had made too many carbs in one day and didn't offset with enough protein, because sugar and carbs are like a stimulant in her body, which causes more tachycardias, and it causes something that causes like a dumping phase where she loses all of her nutrients right away and she uses the restroom. Anyways, she had an episode of this, and we ended up in the emergency room, and we needed 2 bags of IV. After the first bag of IV, she turned gray again. I said, we're not leaving until I have another bag, or I'm just going to be right back up here again. They gave us another bag, and my husband and I pretty much orchestrate her emergency room visits. No doctors know what to do with her. Their hands are in the air. What do you want? The cardiologist will call and say, give them whatever they want. Give her IVs, as many as she wants. And so that's what we do. And we come back home, and after an episode, she's every bit of 7 to 10 days on a couch or in a bed and just lifeless. Well, that takes me to this meeting with Lita. I was going there because I volunteer at one of my friend's businesses, and we're trying to get some work going, and he wanted us to go to this networking meeting, and Lita gets up and says to the crowd, I've got something that is bigger than DNA and the discovery of antibiotics. Well, I work for a cancer scientist research here in San Antonio. So when she made the claim, I went, wow, okay, I want to listen to this. So I did hear her, but I didn't understand it. And so after the meeting was over, I was so thankful that we had a moment to talk. When she talked to me about what she was doing, one of the things that happens to my daughters through all of this episodes is that she gets knots all over her body. It's just like having Charlie horses in every inch of her body, her toes, her ankles, her calves, her arms, her neck, you name it. Sometimes even her throat. Sometimes her throat will even get a Charlie horse and it's hard for her to swallow. And so I thought, what could, after talking to Fleeta, what did I have to lose? We have no other options. So Fleeta, like she said, came to our house and she did that on my daughter's neck. And I can tell you that the reason why I started to tear up is, thank God her pain was gone in her neck, but it honestly hurts my daughter when we hug her. It's physically painful for us to touch her. And it started a long time ago, but she just never could communicate that well to us. And so we all hug her gently. We all want to give her a big bear hug embrace, but you can't. It physically hurts her. Well, after using that on her neck, she encouraged me to touch her neck, which is always, you know, scary for me because she hurts. And I touched her neck, and the look in her eyes was, I don't have pain. Someone is touching me, and it doesn't hurt me. And so we were just amazed. We were totally amazed. And Fleeta said, well, while we're sitting here, we've got this water. And she went to talk to me about the water, and she gave us both 2 ounces of water. And she goes, I just want you to give it a try. We gave it a try, and excuse me, and Skylar was like, you know, it didn't taste bad. Kind of tastes like pool water. It was no big deal. She'd been eating so much salt her whole life, you know, these past 6 years, it didn't bother her. So anyways, she said, you know, I'm going to leave a pouch of this water with you. She goes, I don't know what you have planned, but she goes, maybe you want to try a few sips tomorrow, Skylar, and just see if it makes you feel any better and continue with the Renew and see if you can keep that neck feeling good. And then we'll talk in a few days. And so Fleeta left, and the next day I never put that water in the refrigerator, and I had a lot of work to do at home, so we really didn't leave the house. But on the next day, which was a Saturday, we had some work planned out at my friend's farm. And normally I would take Skye, and she'd sit in a chair, and about 2 or 3 hours of being outside, I would have to take her back home. And she brought that water with her that she had put in the refrigerator herself. And we, about from 8 till 10 o'clock, she was doing okay, and then she started to feel bad, and I could see it in her face. And when she starts to walk, she walks kind of slumped over, like her shoulders are all slumped over when she's in a lot of pain. And she went and got the water and started sipping it. And I'm going to say within 30 minutes to an hour, she turned to me and she goes, hey, Mom, I like this water. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, I think I feel a little bit better. And I said, okay, good. Keep drinking it. It's non-toxic. It can't hurt you. That's what Fleeta said. So she kept sipping on it. And then I took some sips of it. And we were, before you knew it, she had been on her feet for 4 hours straight. And she was drinking this water and she was giddy. She was happy. She's like, Mom, I feel good. And she goes, you know what I feel like when I go to the hospital and they give me those bags and my veins feel like they're all pumped up finally? I don't feel like I'm all depleted. I said, yeah. And she goes, that's how I feel. And I go, Skylar, you haven't even drank. I don't even think she drank half of that bag yet. And I said, I can't imagine that. She goes, yeah, I really feel good, Mom. So she drank a little bit more, and now I think we're 6 hours into our day, okay? And she is jumping around. She's like acting 16 instead of 80. And I took pictures. I sent a video to Fleeta. I go, you're not going to believe this. And my husband wasn't going to believe me. I sent it to him, and Skylar said, Mom, this water makes me feel like I'm alive again. And I went, oh, my gosh, could it be so simple? Well, I don't remember who we talked to, Fleeta, but somebody that we had talked to on the phone had told us to, you know, make sure that she retains what she's drinking. Usually Skylar drinks a bottle of water, and she is right in the bathroom going straight through her. This didn't happen with the ASEA. She wasn't running to the bathroom. She was holding her fluids, which is totally new for Skylar. And so I couldn't I couldn't believe that it was happening as fast as it did, but I mean, I videotaped it. I sent it to every person in my family. Look at my daughter. All she did was drink about 4 ounces of this water, and it has not stopped since. We're only doing 2 ounces a day, and she feels great. She rode her horse for the first time in a year. She cantered him, which is a very hard, fast pace that usually throws her into tachycardias, into the 200s. And this time, her heart rate increased, but then it also, when she stopped activity, went right back down like a normal heart would. She gets up every day, and she's smiling. She has rosy pink cheeks. She has, when I touch her fingers, her skin doesn't, like, stick down like she's dehydrated. It bounces right back and gets color. That hasn't happened in forever with my daughter. And you're just a happy girl, aren't you, Skylar?
Yeah, I am.
She sleeps through the night, which is something else that hasn't happened in 6 years. This young lady usually is tossing and turning all night, and every time she tosses and turns, she has tachycardias in the high 180s to 202, and just to roll over in bed. And this stuff is not happening anymore. And I can't explain it. I rely on you guys to explain it to us, but what we're seeing is such a miracle. And she doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom 4 times a night. Mm. She's retaining her fluid. And it's amazing. She's actually getting rest. She's smiling. She's alert. She used to get brain fog. That's why we were so worried about her, because she would have brain fog where she couldn't put sentences together for us. And she would just stare off into space. And I didn't know what to think. I really didn't. And she finally said to me one day after she was taken, she said, "Mom, I don't have brain fog anymore. It's gone away. I'm as sharp as sharp is." And I go, "You've got to be kidding me." So I have spoken enough. I know Skylar, she wants it. I know what she wants to say. Yeah. So go ahead.
I mean, for me, it's amazing because I haven't been out of pain in the past 6 years. So
it's good. This is good.
Yeah, it's amazing to feel good. I haven't ever felt like a normal person, so it's really cool to feel normal and not hurt all over and not have to worry about some things I had to worry about. I mean, when getting out of bed, I would almost pass out, and now I can jump out of bed and be okay. It's definitely a huge change.
You got on the elliptical today.
Yeah.
How far did you go on the elliptical?
I did a mile on my elliptical today, and my heart rate didn't even get into the 200. And that hasn't happened in so long.
Wow. That this is, guys, this is, and for, of course, for everybody listening in, you can kind of get an idea why I wanted to pull this out. I don't know what to really ask. I'm very seldom am I ever lost for words, but how, let me ask you, Skylar and Amy, how long have y'all been on the product to date?
3 weeks, right, Skylar? No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks.
And are y'all starting to notice progressively getting better day in and day out, or what are you?
Yeah, I mean, every day she's awesome. The only day that we didn't do right was just Saturday. We worked a really big day. We had an open house at our friend's farm, and she took her 2 ounces, and I had over-exhausted us for the day. We were outside, but she felt great. But when we got home, we had eaten so late, and I probably should have had her take 2 more ounces before she went to sleep, but we didn't, and she got knots in the middle of the night. But the good thing is the knots go away with the Renew 28, and then we got 2 ounces in her, and she started feeling great again. So, I mean, this used to be where Skylar would go take a shower, and I'd have to stay in the bathroom to make sure she didn't pass out. She's independent right now. Mm-hmm. She can go in her room, and I'm not checking on her every 2 minutes to make sure she's still with us, you know? I've honestly let her get behind the wheel of the car. She's working on her, she has her permit, and I said, you know, I can trust this now because she's talking to me more clearly, you know, and she hasn't turned to us once to say, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Not once.
Amy, let me ask you, could you share with me the other day, there's other people that deal with this condition, and what's kind of the prognosis on that?
Well, I'm going to give you two different instances. So the cardiologist we see here in Houston treats a lot of young teenagers with this condition, and some do grow out of it, Skylar, because of the high tachycardia. He says this is going to be the rest of her life, and I'm going to be really honest with you. When we went to the neurologist in Houston, he told us, and I don't know if I have my numbers mixed up, he said either 11 or 13 girls that he knows left his practice to go back to San Antonio, and he said he had no hope for them. They had feeding tubes. They were in wheelchairs. They are not going to be able to make it very long because their body's going to start shutting down, and they can't stomach the food getting all that salt in. And so it is a really bad cycle, I will say. I mean, I'm here all day long. I cook three meals a day. I'm the person sitting next to her going, can you give me two more bites? We're doing everything we could to keep her going so she wouldn't go to the wayside. And there's families that don't have that opportunity, that don't work from home. And those poor girls or boys don't have the help. So unfortunately, the prognosis isn't good. For our Skylar, the cycle she was on in July, they really told us Christmas would be a really tough time for us. And when we were at the hospital, my husband, when they told us that, he went out into the hallway, and he had just started a new job, and he lost it. He just said, Amy, oh, my God, I can't lose our daughter. And I said, that's not an option. Don't you dare think that. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep talking to people, and I'm going to keep asking people, have you ever heard of this? If this ever happened to your child? And I'm just going to keep opening my mouth. And that's what Fleeta did for us that day. She opened her mouth, and I'm not afraid to say, what is it? Wonder if it'll help my daughter. Because the prognosis with this condition or these conditions is not good for all the children that have it. And this condition she has, it does seem to hit right at adolescence. And some grow out of it and some do not. And I don't know why. But I can tell you for what we've been told to all the doctors we've been to, they've prepared Skylar for a life living at home with a wheelchair. And they've prepared my husband and I for that future for her too. And we're not feeling that way right now. We're not feeling that way at all. She stays hydrated. That's the biggest difference we've seen, is her body staying hydrated. Instead of the marathon her body's been on, depleting through all of her fluids and nutrients and not absorbing anything because everything was running through her body so fast, this seems to make the difference. I don't understand it, but it's working.
Is it kind of crazy to think that for 6 years y'all been going through, no telling how much y'all spent? And of course, time and money.
My husband and I tried to figure out how many times we've been to the hospital with her. I can't tell you. I can tell you the first year in, it was 8 times. In 2010, we were there 8 times. And then past that, yeah, she started to refuse to go. Skylar just, I would say, we need to go to the hospital, and she just wouldn't go. Mom, they're just going to tell you they don't know. They don't know what to do with me. And so she just would refuse to go. And then they would never be able to get an IV in. It was horrible to watch what they would do to her. And once they got the IV in, it's like one bag is never enough, and that seems to be all they want to give you when you go to the ER. And so I had to learn to be very voiceful and say, no, she's still turning gray on me. I need more fluid. Anyways, I can tell you only from our instances, the few that our cardiologist has shared with us, some of his patients have gone to college and they're still not independent. They're still needing assistance because their body's so depleted. And it just has, I mean, it's been our goal from day one for my husband and I to not have that be her future. But we have not found any medicine that has helped her, nothing. And the only thing that she drinks that helps is water and Powerade Zero. That is it to keep her fluids in.
How are the people that's been around this situation, family, how are they starting to, when they see Skylar, what's their reaction like when they're starting to see what's going on?
Well, one set of grandparents lives in Dallas, and they didn't believe me at first, and so they heard her voice, and they haven't heard joy in her voice in a very long time. And usually when you talk to Skylar, she's really, I'm okay, everything's okay. It, like, hurts for her to talk, you know, and but not anymore, right, yeah. Sky? Now it's like, I'm here, I'm alive, and you're going to hear me. It's so different. And for my mom and dad who live here, we just went to see my dad. He has Parkinson's, and we went to get see him the other day because he can't get out to see her, and he's just, it's tears. They really have been on the edge of, are we going to lose our granddaughter? And they've watched her just drop weight and drop weight and drop weight, and it's not by choice. She's not anorexic. She's not bulimic. There's no child would choose to do this to themselves, I don't believe. And my mom saw Fleeta on Saturday, and all I had to say was, Mom, she's the lady with the water, and she says, you're an angel. And she gave her a big hug. You've given me my granddaughter back. We have all watched her go from being an outgoing volleyball player, cheerleader, horseback rider, to she's in bed most days. And now we're back out with the horse. We're doing other stuff. So it's a good thing. It's a great thing.
I got a quick question for Skylar. Skylar, how does it feel to drive?
Oh, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And go ahead.
It's pretty cool.
So I did see the video that you sent, Amy. I believe Fleeta forwarded it to me when she's cantering on the horse. How does it feel to be able to ride again?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. So I haven't ridden in a year because when I was riding my horse and I was in the canter, I would have what I would feel like as many heart attacks, and I would fall over in pain and be paralyzed in pain, and my amazing horse would spread his legs and keep me on his back so I wouldn't fall off. But once that started, I had to stop riding, and riding is my passion, horses are my passion, and it was horrible to have to stop. So to be able to be on him and to not have pain when riding was just the most amazing feeling in the whole world.
And I hate to do this to you, Fleeta, but I got to ask, how does this make you feel? I mean, to think back, was it a month ago, to be able, because you're always out there sharing the story of ASEA, and you've seen amazing testimonials, and how does it make you feel? Because you keep on sharing the story, you keep on the focus and the vision of ASEA, that something like this happens.
It's life-changing. It's life-changing. It's very emotional for me. To see a life change. And so I just got to say, talk to everybody, because you don't know who's out there praying for you to share this. So that's what I've got to say is you've just got to share it with everybody you know, because there are people out there searching for us.
Awesome. Thank you, Fleeta. And I'll turn it back over to you, Amy and Skylar, for the final words before we close out tonight. What would y'all like to share with everybody listening in?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for getting this out to folks, because medicine was hurting her. It wasn't helping her. And that there's something so simple. And when I say we were buying medicine that was my salary, it was $3,000 a month for these shots that were hurting her. And all I have to do is get her to drink 2 ounces or 4 ounces of this water every day. And if she gets a knot, we put a little gel on the outside of her body. Thank you. Keep spreading the word. Don't be afraid to say anything. You never know who you're standing next to. Fleeta didn't know me from Adam. And I'm telling you right now, I have relatives that are in New York, Florida, all over the place, just so ecstatic that
they're hearing good things about Skylar, and they're all trying to figure out, would this help me? You know? You don't know who you're touching. You just don't know. So please keep speaking up and don't be afraid. And the last thing our family ever worries about is someone else's judgment. We've been through a lot. And people always question, well, you know, maybe you're not at the right doctors. It was so simple. We weren't at the right doctors. We needed something simple to keep her hydrated.
And Skylar, is there anything you want to share?
I think the only thing I have to share is what I've always kept me going in my faith is God has a plan, and this has definitely been part of his plan to give me my life back. So thank y'all for everything. And thank you, Miss Fleta, for just being there. And it was a godsend that you were in the same room as my mom.
Oh, honey, I love you.
We love you too, Fleta.
Well, this is where I start thinking about the Dallas Cowboys to try to keep myself out of the emotional state. Although I get emotional about the Dallas Cowboys too. But, guys, I wanted – and everybody listening tonight live to listening to the recording, hope you have a good understanding why I wanted to do this tonight. Because there's countless numbers of testimonials you're going to hear out there. But to be able to throw yourself out there sometimes just to have a chance – I mean – sometimes you're doing something you don't feel like you understand totally, but it's very simple to have it always be prepared, having a gel on hand, and just open and share what you can. And as you heard tonight, how it's changed Amy and Skylar and their whole family just from that one instance here about 4 weeks ago. But it really wasn't that one instance. It goes back to 4 years ago when Fleta made a decision to be a part of ASEA. To her sister being a good part, to myself, on all the way up to Trish Schwinkler, who 8 years ago decided to be a part of ASEA, to Alan Noble. Everybody's passing this baton. Guys, there are people that need this technology. I wanted to do this call tonight just so to you, for everybody listening out there, you've got to know this stuff is absolutely real. And this started from one simple act of taking the gel and using the gel and letting the product do the work. Fleta, Amy, Skylar, thank y'all so much. This is a very, very powerful call. And thank everybody, get this out to your people. This will be recorded at least for the next 7 days. Guys, everybody have a great ASEA week. Thanks again.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.